tip number 63. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasts to tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's tip, Safari and iPhoto in Tiger. Get your own piece of the internet and save $5 along the way. Shop at GoDaddy.com and get a new domain name, transfer, or renewal for just $3.99 with each and every new non-domain product you buy. Choose from hosting, website builders, email accounts, and much more. Plus, take an additional $5 off any order of $30 or more by simply entering TECH1. That's TECH and the number 1 as your source code. So visit GoDaddy.com and save big. And now back to the tip. Now, are you a picture collector? You surf the web, you find a picture, you like it, you pull it off the web page, you stick it onto the desktop, and then later you try to figure out how to get it into iPhoto. So here's a great shortcut to go from web browsing to iPhoto. And for this tip, you will need Safari 2.0, which ships with Tiger. Now you'll notice at the 1 Minute Tip, we bring up the term control click a lot. That means move over the top of something, hold down the control key, and then press and hold on the item. Now in the Windows environment, that is a right click. Now, if you have a single button mouse, you're going to need to use the control key. But if you have a multi-button mouse, you can right-click in the Mac environment. So let's open up Safari, find an image that you like, hold down the control key, press and hold on the image, and select Add Image to Photo Library. iPhoto is going to launch, and this image is going to be imported into your main library. It's very easy to find because it will be the last film roll. Now, that was quick and easy. Well, it looks like we're out of time. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com and be sure to check out the website at www.oneminutetip.com.